Every year, about 100 infant deaths are reported in Milwaukee. Co-sleeping is usually not the cause.
For every one infant that we hear about that's dying in an unsafe sleep environment, there are four that are dying due to complications of prematurity.
Jessica Gatherimu directs Family and Community Health at the Milwaukee Health Department.
We're really trying to change the narrative and bring attention to these deaths due to prematurity that folks don't really hear about.
Gatherimu says the city has had programs for many years that help women who are pregnant have healthy babies. Now, she says the focus needs to expand to address the wide range of factors that can impact birth outcomes.
There's so many things such as unemployment and neighborhood quality and housing and crime, access to health care, and then, you know, of course, some individual behaviors as well. All of these things affect infant mortality, and therefore everyone has a role to play.
Data show race is also a factor in birth outcomes. Emmanuel Ngui is an assistant professor of community and behavioral health at UWM's Zilber School of Public Health. He says infant mortality is almost three times higher for blacks than for whites.
And that's a pattern that has held consistently for a number of years in Milwaukee.
Ngui says such racial disparities exist in most places, but are particularly pronounced here. And while Wisconsin's white babies fare better, Ngui says they also have worse outcomes than other states.
That tells you there's something about the conditions of women of childbearing age in Wisconsin that are not conducive to very good outcomes.
He says a number of factors may be at play, including when pregnant women here start getting prenatal care. Ngui also says providers in Wisconsin need to pay more attention to the health of women before becoming pregnant and between pregnancies.
Those are periods that have been shown to be more important in terms of changing the overall trajectory of the pregnancies of women.
Developing healthy girls who will eventually have healthy babies is one focus of Milwaukee Life Course. It's a partnership between the city, the United Way of Greater Milwaukee, health clinics, and many other stakeholders. The United Way's Nicole Angrisano says Life Course is working to make sure women have access to quality medical care at all points in their lives. Leaders are also spreading the message to other sectors that can impact how people live, including the faith community.
When people are aligned with or attached to a particular place of worship or a particular faith leader, we know that that faith leader and that faith community can have positive outcomes on a host of health and social issues.
Angrisano says another Life Course initiative is working to expand urban gardens so more low-income women have access to healthy food while they're pregnant.
We're really taking an approach that no one strategy or one program is going to solve this issue.
Jessica Gatherimu at the Milwaukee Health Department says despite the various initiatives here to prevent infant deaths, including those due to co-sleeping, we may not see the data nudge much anytime soon.
As we just sort of chip away at one intervention at a time, really we're only going to see these small movements. But hopefully, as we bring more people to the table and more people start chipping away, we will begin to see that needle move.
Gatherimu says efforts now are aimed at changing the lives of generations of women in Milwaukee. So she says it may be reasonable to not see big changes in outcomes for a generation. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.